Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We're in the middle of the last of the Cheshbonos, where the Chovos HaLevavos has introduced to us the concept of what it means to be a ger, what it means to be a stranger in a land. And yesterday he developed a beautiful picture, a not-so-beautiful picture, depends how you want to look at the mashal, but a rather complete one, of what it means to be somebody who is living at the whim and the will of somebody else. And he said that's like us in this world. We have to be ready to realize that we don't own the land. We're not setting out roots here in the land, where the land is here for us. And so the Chovos HaLevavos continues. He says, look, if you get this idea that we are living here but temporarily, we'll be ready to move, and we won't sit down and get too complacent in the land. When a person turns around and feels that he's only here temporarily, he's ready to move at a moment's notice. And that's one of the Torah styles to tell us in this world, Ki gerim v'toshavim atem imadi, that the Torah wants us to understand that a very good yesod hachayim, a good idea for us to carry in our lives, and which will keep us away from Avera, and certainly keep us away from spending too much time in running this world, is the understanding that this world is temporary. Rav Matisyahu Salomon, the Mashgiach in Lakewood Yeshiva, should have Refuah Shlema, points out that Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz used to point this out. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz tells the story about Rav Chaim Balajner, who was sitting in a din Torah. There was an argument between two guys about a piece of real estate. Each one was arguing, that's my land. And the other one was arguing, no, that's my land. So all of a sudden, Rav Chaim Balajner, got up, banged on the table, and put his ear to the ground. And he sat there listening as though the ground was speaking to him. So everyone in the room turned around and said, what are you talking about? So Rav Chaim Balajner picked his hat up and looked at the people and said to them, I think you both are wrong. I asked the land, and the land says, both people are wrong. Both people don't understand that ultimately the two of them will belong to me. So what are they fighting about? Certain understanding that ki afar atavi el afar tashuv, that you are dust and you will return to the dust. It's a certain humbling concept within life. And so that's a very important principle, this awareness that we put it within our minds, so we make that cheshbon, how much of life is worth fighting over and arguing over, if in the end of the day the things we're arguing over are but temporary. And certainly that is a reason why when he turns, he says we can learn a number of messages. Let's just look at one or two of them for today, and we'll continue with the rest of them tomorrow. But basically the first one that he points out is that a person needs to think to himself, you live in a land where you're not the boss. You have a mitzvah following, dina de malchus adina, the understanding that the law of the land is the law. If there's a curfew that's imposed, certainly it's not an easy system to be living with a certain curfew, with a responsibility that we can't gather with more than 50 people at a time in a single location. That's certainly an imposition on us, but notwithstanding, we have to keep the law. And so we have to understand in the same way that we keep the law in that regard, and it is incumbent upon us to keep that, we also have to understand that we also have to keep the law of the land here, and we're the king of the kings, where Hashem is also the one who establishes the law of the land. Another lesson we can learn when we are sitting in the midst of understanding that we are but strangers in this world, that we are but visitors, and this world is fleeting and temporary, is the understanding that there are people who also feel like they don't belong 100%. There are gerim that are in the world, and we have a mitzvah to go ahead and take care and appreciate the ger. Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. The Torah tells us that we should treat them like and love them like we love ourselves, because we were also gerim v'toshavim atem imadi. Because as God Himself turns around and says, you are also gerim when you're with me. So going through my world, keep to those rules, and it will certainly improve your life. And similarly, it can be extrapolated that if we feel cooped up, if we feel isolated during this period of quarantine, then let's think about those who are even more quarantined than we. Pick up the phone. Did you call somebody lately who is quarantined more often than not? Turn around and see how are people doing. Give them a word. Give them a chance. If you know somebody within the process, make sure that that people know that you are simply thinking of them. And don't think of the obvious person. Think beyond the obvious person. The obvious person is probably somebody who's on your radar screen. But the less obvious person is the one who could probably use the greatest pickup. if we realize what it means to be isolated and how cooped up we may be feeling, think about how those people are feeling. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the ability to go out from here into the Or HaGadol, and may we be zocheh, may we merit to not only a good day, but many, many good days, till we get to the greatest day of them all. Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol V'Hanora. Have a great day.